I brought something special today. It comes from my house. It's something we use each year as our daughters grew. Today is a special day, but it's one that most of us don't celebrate, don't know much about. It's a fancy word. It is called Epiphany. Can you say that word? Epiphany. Epiphany means to show or to reveal. In Jesus being born not that long ago in our celebrations, as he began to live his life, we began to see him, and they began to see that he certainly had God qualities. And so in some sense, God was revealed to them so they could see it for themselves in a person they could touch and hear and enjoy. And so we celebrate the fact that that is this season, the season after the birth of Jesus, is the season to celebrate his continual evolving and showing to us who he is. And there's one thing we usually associate with this season, that is a star. Because who followed the star? Not the shepherds, but the wise men, right? The three magi followed a star from a great distance and traveled and eventually arrived. They didn't arrive the night Jesus was born, because they lived a long, long way away. So it took them a long time. Some would even suggest might have been a year, but it took a while for them to get there. But they followed the star until it lit over the place where Jesus was, and they came to bring him gifts. Ah, that's what I have in the box. Gifts. Pretty fancy little containers. Now inside this container are the gifts. You can imagine the wise men, the magi coming and presenting gifts to Jesus. And inside, there were particular gifts. Now, remember what the gifts were?
Gold.
So to represent gold, a penny. We used cash. So gold's one thing. Mostly one of the other things that they brought.
Frankincense.
That's a funny name. Frankincense.
Frankincense.
The frankincense is really it comes from incense. It was literally something you burned, and it gave away a fragrance. It was a fragrance that kind of pointed to the specialness of the time one spends together. In a lot of cases, it was the specialness of the God who is with us. The God is present with us when we smell the fragrance of the wonderful aroma of frankincense. And frankincense was kind of a dark brown substance. See, it looks kind of like a rock. That's frankincense. Now this frankincense you actually can burn and will give off an odor, a very pleasant odor. And I'm not going to do that in here, because one time I did that early in my ministry, and the head of the fire department was not really excited about me showing children how to burn things. So I don't burn it anymore. But they do burn, and it does give off a wonderful aroma. And the other thing, remember what the other thing was?
Myrrh.
Now, myrrh also was a substance, but it was when solidified, it also kind of looks like a rock, but it's a different color. It's kind of a yellow, kind of a goldish color, right? Now, this was something that if you heat up, it was used kind of like a healing balm. You know, like they use Neosporin, the Band-Aid. Myrrh was kind of that which still had a healing balm to him. But more, yes, it was also kind of a symbol of the fact that healing is available to us by God's creation, and by God providing things and other people to help us heal. And so it was a gift to give, because it was a gift for the healer who was going to heal people in his ministry. So we had three things, didn't we? What were the three things?
Gold.
Frankincense and myrrh. All very, very precious, expensive gifts. These were very expensive gifts, and so to give them was quite an honor to receive. But they knew Jesus was so special that these were worthy of a king. They were worthy of who he was going to be as he grew up to be an adult. And so we remember these as the gifts the kings brought so long ago to the baby Jesus. Let us say a word of prayer. Dear Lord, thank you for the gift of not only the gifts that the Magi brought, of gold and frankincense and myrrh, but also, most importantly, the gift of Jesus, who came to this earth to show us what it is to love and to care for others and to serve God. May we also learn to do the same thing each day in our lives. We pray in Jesus' name. Now, we're not going over to the other village. You can stay in and go back to your family. Offer a sense of prayer that we may open our eyes